And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
A federal judge is striking down a Kansas law that required voters to show proof of citizenship. The judge ruled that the law violated the 14th Amendment and the National Voter Registration Act. Under the law, voters had to show a passport, birth certificate, or other proof of citizenship in order to register to vote. The Royals fell behind 5-0 early, never recovered. It was a 6-3 loss to the Rangers at Kauffman. The Royals take on Texas again tonight at the K. It's the 40th anniversary of one of the most iconic video games of all time. Space Invaders was released in Japan on this date back in 1978. Challenged players to control a laser cannon at the bottom of the screen while a horde of aliens slowly descended from the top of the screen. It's estimated to have made nearly $500 million, that's with a B, by 1982. It was introduced or inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame in 2016. And a grandfather in North Carolina is celebrating after buying a $1 million lottery ticket on Father's Day. Kenneth Jenkins has five kids, five grandkids as well. On Sunday, bought a pair of the North Carolina Lottery Lucky Number 7 scratch-off tickets at a drive-through food store in Hamilton. One of the tickets ended up winning him $1 million. Says he plans to use his winnings to travel with his wife. Said the ticket made his Father's Day one to remember.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
This is Jen's Impossible Question and The Show with Jen and Truda at 6:24 on Tuesday morning. Hello, Casey. Looking good today?
Your choice of prizes. If you want to go see Air Supply Saturday or you want to go see Boys to Men Thursday, your pick of tickets. If you can get this right, 17% of men have never worn one of these. What is it? I'm going to eliminate an answer for us from the text line. Jockstrap with a smiley face. It is not a jockstrap.
But right, that person and I are on the same wavelength. That is the first thing that I thought of.
We will take your guesses now at 576-7102.
All right, Casey, we're going to start with Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
All right, what haven't the guys worn?
I'm going to guess a tie.
It is not a tie.
Mm-hmm. Well, but no. I can see that, though.
Yeah, sure.
Some guys may not have opportunity. Olathe, here's Crystal. Good morning, Crystal. What aren't the guys wearing?
Is it a tux?
A tuxedo. That is it. 17% of men have never worn one. Brian, yes. What about you? I could see you going either way on this.
I haven't worn a tux since, like, a friend's wedding years ago.
Yeah. Joey, the producer, I'm just going to assume you've never worn a tux.
I have never worn a tux.
No.
Well, why would you assume that about Joey? I think that's kind of nasty.
Because he's young, and I just don't think he's been in a lot of weddings at this point, which is the only, for us in our business, like, we don't have a lot of reason to dress up. We're not really going to fancy galas.
Yeah, but that's true. I host some. It's just that I don't get a tux for them.
Yeah.
I just tie it up.
And now I feel like even at weddings now, you don't even see that much. Because now everybody's doing the destination wedding and the easier.
There's not a lot of the formal stuff left anymore. That,
right.
You know.
But you got it. We're going to hook her up with some tickets, Boys to Men, or Air Supply for you today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. You hold on for 1 second, Crystal. She's got it.
Yes. Oh, necklace came in on the text line as well. Yeah, you do see a lot of dudes wearing necklaces now.
Wait, what?
Don't you feel like
a necklace?
Like the Power and Light kind of guys that are hanging out wearing necklaces. You know? Okay. And even at baseball games, a lot of the baseball players are wearing necklaces. I've seen them.
Okay, I suppose if you want to go there. Sure. Hey, coming up here on the show, look, this happened yesterday, Jen, during our game of Beat the Buzzer.
Andy Reid is the head coach of which NFL team? Andy Reid, head coach, which NFL team?
Come on.
Hello.
Oh, are you kidding me? You pass on that one?
Yep, that was a rough beat the buzzer yesterday. We gave people 30 seconds to answer five questions for the Maroon 5 tickets. Nobody got it, so right. We are rolling over the tickets to today. So today, four tickets to see Maroon 5. And if it doesn't happen today, we're just going to keep adding on. So by the end of the week, potentially 10 tickets to see Maroon 5. If nobody can beat the buzzer, we'll play that at 7:45.
You'll have a whole row to yourself just to do with what you please.
Text line says I wear my tux 6 times a year. Oh, you lead a very fancy life.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today from Heart, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Ann Wilson is 68. From Peggy Sue Got Married and Romancing the Stone, actress Kathleen Turner is 64. Why do you laugh at Kathleen Turner?
It's just not a movie we hear about very often. Peggy Sue Got Married.
I loved that movie because back in the day when we first got Showtime and HBO, and you would just watch anything just because you had movie channels.
Sure.
That was on all the time. So I watched it 40,000 times when I was a kid. And singer, choreographer, and former American Idol judge Paula Abdul is 56. The cast of Black Panther is celebrating their success at last night's MTV Movie and TV Awards. The film snagged 4 awards, including Best Movie. The big winner for television was Stranger Things. That Netflix series picked up Best Show, Best Performance in a Show, Best Musical Moment, and Most Frightened Performance. Famed fashion designer Kate Spade will be remembered in her hometown right here, Kansas City, Missouri. Spade was born here, graduated from St. Teresa's Academy in 1980. Funeral services for Spade are planned for Thursday. It is open to the public. They're saying it's on a first-come, first-served basis. The 55-year-old Spade took her own life at her New York City home 2 weeks ago. Netflix reportedly out with a new sexual harassment policy that prohibits employees from looking at each other for more than 5 seconds.
Oh, sounds great.
Listen to all
Don't look at me.
All of these rules. The UK's Sun tabloid says anti-flirting rules issued to Netflix film crews also ban lingering hugs, asking for a colleague's phone number, and asking them out more than once. It also requires steering clear of a colleague once they've said they're not interested in you. In a statement to The Sun, Netflix says it wants every production to be safe and respectful as a working environment. What is going on at Netflix that you need all these rules? What?
Well, I mean, Netflix was the home of, I mean, you had
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, that's right.
True.
In House of Cards.
Big old House of Cards.
I was trying to think of his name. Like, wait, what? But you also had Arrested Development. I mean, Jeffrey Tambor, apparently he was yelling at people all around.
Yeah, I think that was more the yelling than the sexual harassment. What qualifies
Don't look at me, Jen.
Sorry. Avert your eyes. I want to know exactly what makes it a lingering hug. Just a second too long. Just a smidge too long. You're out. Done.
I don't know. I think Natalie would have something to say about that, about a guy who used to work here. So.
Oh, that's right. Oh, she used to very specifically avoid those hugs.
Right?
Yeah. No, that's
fact. You know what? I mean, you guys put up with that obviously way more than we do.
I've never had
somebody come in for the unwelcome hug. You're like, oh, I don't want this.
But you know me. I mean, I'm the kind of person that's just going to be honest and be like, ew,
right.
Okay, well, that was creepy.
Yeah,
back off, buddy. Maybe you take 2 steps back. No, I'm not giving you the number. No. And let's be real. At this point, nobody's hitting on me. They're going for the younger, hotter girls down the hall.
Okay.
The Just for Her event is in Overland Park this weekend. If you would like 4 free tickets and a $100 gift card from Nothing Bundt Cakes, yes, B-U-N-D-T, Bundt Cakes, be caller 12 right
fantastic.
Now. Oh, they are so good. If you've never had them, oh my gosh. Be caller 12 right now, 816-576-7102. The prize is valid at Overland Park, Mission, and the Northland. If you want all the event details, get yourself some tickets. Find out everything about it at justforherevent.com.
All right, very good. 10 items or less coming up. Next hour, we make you an instant finalist for Paris.
You only have a few days left to get qualified for that big trip. We call the winner Friday.
Wow.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The world's millionaires are richer than ever. A new report out today shows the combined wealth of people whose net worth is at least $1 million topped $70 trillion last year. This is the first time it's ever been that high. Royals legend and current Jackson County executive Frank White putting nearly 70 of his prized possessions on the auction block. The auction includes his 1980 gold glove and his 1985 World Series trophy. In a statement, White said, "Throughout my career and in the years that have followed, I have accumulated a tremendous amount of memorabilia. From time to time, I go through these items and make decisions on what I want to keep and what I want to let go. While I am beyond grateful for every opportunity I've had and the awards I've received, I have never put much sentimental value into the items themselves. Instead, I find the greatest joy from the memories and friendships I have developed with my teammates and fans." Most of the items that are up for bid run through the end of the month. It's Lenexa-based Crown Sports Auctions website. If you would like to go peruse the items.
Oh, wow.
I can assure you that none of us have enough to buy any of these.
That goes with that millionaire story you just read.
That's exactly right. The number of Americans who smoke cigarettes has reached the lowest level ever recorded. The Centers for Disease Control reports just under 14% of Americans smoked in 2017. In cities, the rate was 11%. It's twice that in rural areas. 50 years ago, more than 40% of Americans were smokers. I remember the first time I saw a picture of my grandma, my sweet, lovable grandma from like 1960-something, and she's smoking. And I'm like, oh, grandma smoked? What? That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday. Probably while she was pregnant, because that's how they did it.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
It's Tuesday on the show.
It is my favorite. Talk about sports memorabilia. It is my favorite sports picture of anything. Lenny Dawson at halftime of the Super Bowl in the locker room with a beer between his legs and a cigarette in his mouth.
Yes.
At halftime of the Super Bowl. That is so fantastic.
And that's exactly why.
That's exactly. He was Lenny the Cool.
Here's what's still coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
Yesterday, during a spirited game of Beat the Buzzer, Jen, this is what happened.
Today is Paul McCartney's 76th birthday. Name a band he was in.
Oh my God, seriously, the Beatles.
Correct.
This is Paul. Thank goodness. I'm glad she came up with that.
But nobody made it through 5 questions in 30 seconds. That's the goal. You got to get 5 questions in 30 seconds to win the Maroon 5 tickets. So we took yesterday's tickets, added them into today. You get 4.
All right, we'll play that at 7:45 this morning.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We will play for those Maroon 5 tickets at 7:45. But on Tuesday mornings, right about this time, we like to open up the vent line. Your first world problems, your complaints. You can text or call 816-576-7102. We are how many weeks into summer? I mean, the kids have only been out of school, what, 3 weeks now?
I think so. Yep.
Yesterday afternoon, my two adorable daughters, no less than 432 times, said, can we go to the pool? What time can we go to the pool? Are we going to go to the pool? What time can we go to the pool? So finally, yes, let's go to the pool. It's only, you know, 900 degrees. Mom would love to sit outside at the pool. So we finally go to the pool. We're not there 10 minutes. My daughter goes, I want to go to a different pool. I want a different water slide and a different diving board. And I go, you know what? You're about to go home and clean your room. So I suggest enjoying this pool right here and now. She didn't complain again after that.
Of course she didn't.
Are you kidding me? You've been out of school 5 minutes. I take you to the pool. You complain about it's the wrong pool?
Right.
That's a spoiled kid right
there.
Kids
never happy.
That's right.
Never happy.
Boy,
why does my kid complain about taking a shower? Why is this such a hard... Does anybody else have such a hard time getting their kid into the shower?
Uh-huh.
I'm going, you played softball tonight. It was 950 degrees. It was Satan's furnace out there. You played softball. You're dusty. And now you want to come home and just go to bed. What? Does that even make sense?
Do you know how I got mine to take a shower after the pool was I told him, I go, you know how many kids pee in the pool? Do you want a kid pee in your hair? Go wash it. Go take a shower.
Somehow, I don't even think that works on Addie. I don't know why.
Scare tactics.
Doesn't. Yeah,
although,
right,
it's all fact. Kids do pee in the pool.
Oh, well, they do much worse than mine, which, strangely enough, was open on Sunday. It must have been Father's Day. It was a Father's Day gift that our pool, nobody ralphed or pooped in the pool. So,
yay.
Yeah, I know. Woohoo.
Vent line is open.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's the Vent Line.
816-576-7102. Text or call. The texts are rolling in. My yogurt had a hole in the lid, and it spilled all over the inside of my purse. Not only do you now
first
not have
problems,
you don't have a snack, and your junk's all full of yogurt.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's yogurt. So no one's going to miss it, actually.
Also from the text line, it took me 45 minutes to get my 6-year-old to take a shower the other night because she saw an ant in there. Yep.
I'd be happy to have an excuse. There's just no excuse at all.
Right. Also on the text line, I hate it when my kids know we have to leave the house by a certain time and they just take their sweet, sweet time knowing mom has to be at work and they need to be at camp in daycare.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, parenting
never,
is
never
fun.
Never a sense of urgency at all. 816-576-7102, the same number you text is what you can call. Let's go here. Hey, what do you want to vent about?
I got something to complain about. I can't stand when people sing along to songs and they don't know the words. It's like you may as well have a sign on your back saying, I'm stupid. It's ridiculous. I mean, they'll sing the exact wrong lyric and you're looking at them like, you really think that's what it is? It's just so idiotic.
Okay. All right.
I may be guilty of that.
Like, I don't know the words to any songs.
I don't either.
Right?
But you just sing along.
At all.
And yeah, no, you just make up your own stuff.
Totally. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. I mean,
yes.
You hear what you hear.
That's right.
And then you sing that for 20 years until you learn, oh, that's not it.
Ooh, text line says our dog just destroyed $300 worth of soccer, baseball, and basketballs in one morning. Ouch.
Wow.
That's unfortunate.
That's pretty wild. Back to the phones. Hey, good morning. What do you want to vent about?
All right. So I don't know if this happens to anybody else, mm-hmm. but whenever I'm in a conversation, when I meet someone, you know, we're having a good time, we're talking, and then the end of the conversation comes up, and they're like, hey, Rick, it was great to meet you. And then I'm like, oh, what's your name?
Yes.
Can I remember somebody's name when I just met him 2 minutes ago?
I know.
I don't understand. Maybe somebody can help.
Well, no. I know. We can't.
I'm totally with you. I am terrible with names.
Right.
And we meet so many people. Like, we'll be out doing, you know, broadcasting live somewhere or meeting clients, meeting people, and I cannot. And I know you're supposed to do the thing where it's like, if they're super tall and their name is Todd, you remember it like Tall Todd.
Right.
I never do that. I never.
Rick the prick. I can't. You put these things together.
Name association.
Right.
Doesn't work.
No, I'm with you there. It does not work.
text line. I'm ready for school to be back in. I work from home, so I get to spend extra quality time with them. I love them, but Lord help me. Yes. the vent line is there for you people. 816-576-7102.
Caller 12 to 816-576-7102.
Becomes an instant finalist with a chance to turn secret agent and represent KC at the world premiere of Mission Impossible Fallout in Paris, France. This message will self-destruct now.
But it's time to use that phone number for something else, and that is becoming a finalist for Paris.
Only a few days left. You want to see the premiere of Mission Impossible 6. We want to send you next month.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Mission Impossible in Paris. Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what are you up to today?
I'm just actually driving to work.
Driving to work. You have a passport?
Yes, I do. It's ready to go.
It's hot and ready.
That's right.
Would you be able to take a few days off work in July to head to Paris?
Of course.
Fantastic. You are in the running. You're caller 12. You are qualified for that trip to see Mission Impossible 6. You'll hang out by the Eiffel Tower, check out the Louvre, and enjoy Paris.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Another chance coming up this morning at 9:30 as we make our final days of finalists here.
We're going to call the winner this Friday, so make sure you're listening. You've got 5 shots a day. Get all the details at kc1021.com.
Here's what's still coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
Oh, yesterday, this happened during a game of Beat the Buzzer.
Which married celebrity couple just released a surprise record over the weekend?
Pass.
Oh. Nobody beat the buzzer yesterday. That means yesterday's Maroon 5 tickets get added to today's, so you've got a chance to win 4 tickets to see Maroon 5. That happens next.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Maroon 5 coming to Kansas City September 11th. They will be at Sprint Center along with special guest Julia Michaels. No one beat the buzzer yesterday, so today's winner, if we can get one, gets 4 tickets.
All right.
To see Maroon 5.
Fantastic. Turn into my new favorite game here. We're going to start in Atchison with Jenny. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Hey, Jenny, how are you feeling?
Pretty good.
All right, you're up, moving around. You've had some coffee. You're ready to go.
Absolutely.
Okay, because we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Your time will start after I read the first question, okay?
Okay.
Overland Park is in what county?
Johnson County.
Correct. Adam Levine is a judge on what TV show?
The Voice.
Correct. Where would you order a tall, grande, or venti drink?
Starbucks.
Correct. What actress is set to return as Elle Woods in Legally Blonde 3?
Reese Witherspoon.
Correct. Who's the Vice President of the United States?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Time's running out. That is the last question.
Oh!
Come on, 4.
Any guess? Oh, Jenny! Oh, you were cruising!
I know!
Oh, you had it. I thought for sure we were giving away these tickets.
Mike Pence. There you go.
Yes, it is Mike Pence. Oh, it's the clock. It's the pressure.
Man.
You can't.
I know.
do it. Oh, Jenny, thanks for trying.
So very, very close. All right, thank you. Let's go to Lee Summit, where Mark is standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Ooh, Mark, Jenny almost stole these tickets from you, but we're going to see if you can beat the buzzer. 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts after I read the first question. Sprint Center is in what city and state?
Overland Park, Kansas.
Incorrect. I'm sorry, Mark. You are not going to get...
Kansas City, Missouri. I was thinking of the actual Sprint Corporation.
Nope, Sprint Center. I'm sorry, Mark. No Maroon 5 for you.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Call now, 816-576-7102. We'll see if you can beat the buzzer.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
That punks get lucky. I hope that one of these two ladies on the phone will indeed do that and beat the buzzer.
Trying to beat the buzzer to win 4 tickets to see Maroon 5 and Julia Michaels September 11th at Sprint Center.
All right, Aisha is in Blue Springs. Good morning, Aisha. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Have you heard the previous Beat the Buzzer attempts?
Yes.
All right. Are you feeling good about this?
I'm trying.
Okay. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts after I ask the first question.
Okay.
Fill in the blank. The early blank gets the worm.
The early bird gets the worm.
Correct. True or false, singer Pink has 3 daughters.
False.
Correct. Where would you order a Big Mac?
McDonald's.
Correct. What's the capital of Missouri?
Jefferson City.
Correct. How long is a marathon?
Oh, my God. A marathon. Oh.
How many miles is a marathon?
5,000.
Oh, it is not 5,000. It is 26.2. Oh, so close.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry. You did not beat the buzzer.
All right, one last try on this show today from Heather in Blue Springs. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Oh, Heather, so far we've had people cruising through the first 4, and then that last one trips them up.
My fingers are crossed.
All right, Heather, for 4 Maroon 5 tickets, 30 seconds on the clock. What state is known as the Show Me State?
Missouri.
Yes. Fill in the blank. Don't put all your blank in one basket.
A.
Yes. Name any member of NSYNC.
Justin Timberlake.
Yes. Travis Kelce plays for which NFL team?
Chiefs.
Yes. What does the J stand for in Donald J. Trump?
Pass.
No, that's your last question. What does the J stand for? Take a guess.
8 seconds.
James.
No! Oh, it's not James. It is John. Donald John Trump.
Second guess.
Oh! Man, that last question. Every time. Nobody beats the buzzer, and you know what this means, Brian Truda?
It means it rolls over for tomorrow.
6 tickets tomorrow. You want to take all your friends to see Maroon 5 and Julia Michaels. Tomorrow, your chance. Beat the buzzer at 7:45.
Oh, man. I mean, it's from Jenny to Aisha getting to that last question and Heather as well.
And there's time. Somebody told me, there's no way you can do it in 30 seconds. They just proved you could because they were right there. They had time.
They all had about 8 to 10 seconds left on that last question.
All right. Tomorrow, we're up to 6 tickets.
This is high draw. I don't know if I can. Is my heart healthy enough for Beat the Buzzer?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
A federal judge is striking down a Kansas law that required voters to show proof of citizenship. The judge ruled that the law violated the 14th Amendment and the National Voter Registration Act. Under the law, voters had to show a passport, birth certificate, or other proof of citizenship in order to register to vote. Royals fell behind 5-0 early, never recovered. It was a 6-3 loss to the Rangers at Kauffman. Same teams tonight at the K. Alexa might soon welcome you to your hotel room. Amazon is announcing a new program it calls Alexa for Hospitality today. It's designed to bring the company's voice assistant technology to everything from chain hotels to vacation rentals. Amazon says it can be customized to request services, including room service or housekeeping, and it can be set up to control smart hotel room functions, such as raising the blinds or adjusting the thermostat. Amazon is launching the new platform this summer at Marriott properties. And a grandpa in North Carolina is celebrating after buying a $1 million lottery ticket on Father's Day. Kenneth Jenkins has 5 children, has 5 grandchildren, and on Sunday he bought a pair of the North Carolina Lottery Lucky Number 7 scratch-off tickets at a drive-through food store in Hamilton. One of the tickets ended up winning him $1 million. Says he plans to use his winnings to travel with his wife said the ticket made his Father's Day one to remember.
Yeah, I bet. It's a little better than a nap and a meal out.
All of a sudden, wait, who are you? Who? I don't know you. You my kids?
It's your 10 items.
In the RV.
10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
I'm still from that spirited game of Beat the Buzzer. I can't shake that off yet.
We try it again tomorrow.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The weirdest conversations happen off the air, merely talking about what you call it, dinner or supper.
Oh.
And Shaylee starts freaking out.
Like, I actually get physically just irritated.
Because you hate the word what?
No, I can't say it.
Supper.
I hate that word.
Supper.
I've heard a lot of words that, you know, creep people out. Most people hate the word moist. I get that.
Shaylee, I have never known anyone who hated the word supper.
I don't know why I hate that word so much. I think it's just the way that you say it.
I'm glad I found this out today, because now I'm going to use this against you.
That's rude.
Supper.
No. I don't think people actually even call it that anymore,
that's
so you probably
thing.
Don't hear it that often.
My aunt says it all the time, and it irritates me, and she knows that, so she just says it just to irritate. Oh,
I don't
hate it.
You know what, but I'm with you there. I feel like my mom was on a kick right around the time I was 7 or 8 that she said supper instead of dinner. And I'm
yes.
like, when did this change? It just kind of threw me off. It was just kind of weird. I don't like it. I mean, I don't not like the word, but...
What did she call it? What'd your mom call it?
Supper.
Guys, it's like nails on a chalkboard for me right now.
Is this a southern thing? Like, what is
no,
that?
No, it's very northern, I think.
Supper's northern, but dinner?
I don't know. I just know all my immediate family calls it that, and
from
I hate
Minnesota?
It. Yes, and I hate it.
It's so weird. I've never heard someone hate that word. How do you feel about moist?
I mean, I don't like it, but...
Does supper mean the meal that is at the evening time, or is it...
I don't know. I just don't want that word ever used.
Is it like around lunchtime? Would you have supper early or late?
Stop.
Wasn't there a movie called The Supper Club?
Guys.
Was there?
I gotta go. I have a meeting. Club. I have things.
Was that one Da Vinci painting again?
Joey, whose side are you on?
I mean, I'm not really a fan of the word supper. I do make fun of my dad when he occasionally uses the word.
Oh, if you Google it, Shaylee, Supper Club Kansas City comes up.
Stop.
Maybe we could go find it and hang out.
But it seems like a lesser word than dinner, doesn't it? I mean, it does seem like a lesser...
It implies frozen pizza versus, you know, like tenderloin and mashed potatoes.
You're having supper.
There's got to be a word that you hate.
I'm not a fan of, like, the words that imply gross things, like your mucus. I don't like the phlegm.
I don't like words that evoke those images.
Sure.
Truda?
Vomit.
Yes, again.
And I think I'm a sympathy puker, Ralpher, and so I go with like the yak or something.
Yeah, the same.
I don't even want to think about it.
See, that's how I feel about that stupid word you guys keep saying.
You mean supper.
Stop.
The text line says dinner is the noon meal, which was bigger, and supper was a lighter meal in the evening.
Oh.
There you go, Shaylee.
Well, what are you, my diet guy?
Supper is a word. Also on the text line, supper is a word used typically on farms because your main meal dinner was noon and supper was a late night meal before you went to bed. A light meal, see?
Oh, okay.
Stop saying all that right. word.
So they're saying supper, Shaylee, would have been
Stop.
The liar.
Guys, I'm going to have to leave.
I've never seen a panic attack over a word. It's fantastic.
What
this is worse than a clown.
Do you hate? That's what we want to know.
You can use the text line or you can call 816-576-7102. Do you hate supper?
Stop!
This is captivating to me. This is almost as good as Beat the Buzzer.
Oh, Jesus, and the Last Supper.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Playing games, it's dinner, not supper.
Oh. What'd you guys eat last night, Truda? What'd you have for supper?
Stop.
Chicken.
Shaylee hates the word supper. What word do you hate? You can text or call 816-576-7102 from the text line. Pie hole. Pie hole. I hate that phrase. Shut your pie hole. Also from the
I'm
text line.
I'm stuffed my pie hole with this orange over here.
I have a visceral reaction to the word moist. Yeah, that's a very common one.
A lot of people do.
My best friend doesn't like when I answer saying, I reckon. I reckon that is annoying.
Hey, Jim and KCK, what word do you hate?
Bay.
Bay.
Like,
yes.
Oh my God. I mean, when have we become a society when we can't say the word babe?
Well, and it stands for something, right, Shaylee?
Before anyone else.
Yes. It stands for before anyone else.
That's even worse.
Yeah. No, why?
Even worse. I mean, it just sounds lazy.
Yeah, and I don't
legit.
Like, I don't like that one either.
You use that.
I also, only because I do it for you.
Thank you.
Because you only understand if I speak millennial. And I have to say things like obvi, or you don't understand what I'm saying.
Oh, see, I dig it.
Well, and then abbreviated words. I mean, text messaging. I mean, I'm an older guy, 47. I don't get the whole SMMH, WTF, why the face. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, LOL. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
It's the millennial world. We have to eventually survive it.
Thanks for the call.
Keep on keeping on, brother. Hang on. That's funny.
Text line says, I hate when people say idea as ideal. Got an ideal.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
My dad used to say idear.
Got an idear.
You just add an R.
I hate the Missouri. I hate when people say that.
Oh, yeah.
Not as bad as nails on a chalkboard for the other word that you guys keep saying.
Supper? Is that what you're talking
about?
No,
stop.
Look at the word at the top of the text line now. Panties.
Oh,
there is no...
Is that the word you don't like, Truda?
No, I think that word's funny.
No, the text line does not like it. I knew someone a few years ago that hated the word poop and actually taught her kids to say the S word instead when they were learning to talk because they hated poop.
Whoop.
That's from the text line.
Scoop-dee poop. Poop-dee scoop-dee scoop-dee whoop. Whoopity scoop whoop poop.
We got multiple texts about the word panties.
A lot of people don't like that word. I know a lot of people don't like that word moist.
Wit instead
probably
of
all
with,
women.
Says the text line. No wit. I'm going to go wit you.
it took me a second. Trudeau
looked very lost.
Wait, what? Wit?
Oh, also from the text line, I'm originally from Chicago and we called it dinner, not supper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
Not supper. They didn't call it supper, Shaylee. Yeah.
I really hate you right now. If you were closer, I would hit you.
I like this suggestion. Text line, we're going to change bae, B-A-E, to bacon and eggs.
I'm in. Yes. Finally.
I can have that for supper. I'll just call it breakfast for supper. Oh, this is fun now.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
You guys know what the greatest commercial right now is?
No.
You ever had a Snickers almond? I love almonds. You like almonds?
No. I like almonds.
Yes, almonds.
Yeah, everybody loves almonds.
No.
Everything's almond now. You know what I love most about almonds?
Oh.
Everything about almonds. My girlfriend's got almond hand soap.
He just throws himself out of the moving car. How many times did you want to do that?
That's fantastic.
In the last 5 minutes, a lot.
Also coming in on the text line for words you hate, armpit instead of underarm.
Oh.
Don't like the old armpit.
Really? Can't handle armpit, huh?
My son hates when referring to food as lukewarm.
Huh.
Doesn't like lukewarm. And both.
Try hon-warm.
saying both with an L instead of both.
I've heard that.
Both.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Same thing as warsh. I hate when there's the extra R in the warsh. I'm going to do the warsh.
Right. Hey, Jay in Blue Springs, maybe you can shed some light on supper.
Stop.
Well, that's a southern word. You know, my family, my dad's family's from Lebanon, Missouri, and they always said supper and dinner. So it was the noon meal.
Right. So you would have the heavier dinner at noontime and then the lighter supper in the evening.
And that never made sense to me. I'm like, you know, I would think dinner would be your evening meal, which would be the heavier meal. But nowadays,
yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Either way, Shaylee doesn't. She's hating the word supper.
I hate it. Stop saying it.
And our overusage of it this morning. If you didn't hate it before, everyone will now.
Oh.
Yes, you're right. Whoever's texting GIFs of Ronald McDonald and calling him the greatest supper clown of all time, you have now made Shaylee cower in the corner.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today. From Heart, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Ann Wilson is 68. From Peggy Sue Got Married and Romancing the Stone, actress Kathleen Turner is 64. And singer, choreographer, and former American Idol judge Paula Abdul is 56. Do you know another birthday I just saw that shocked me? Do you know Lara Spencer?
Uh-huh.
You love her on Good Morning America.
Yes, I do.
Guess how old she is today? I saw this and I'm like, oh, this has got to be a typo. They have this wrong. But I looked it up and it was right. Lara Spencer, cute blonde.
That's 47.
Really, Shaylee? Oh, I would have said like 40. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, 39-ish, 40-ish. She's 49.
Well, I'm a jerk.
Wow. 49.
That's a way to get your Lara Spencer on.
Huh. Well, let me look up the website a little more.
No, don't do that.
What?
No. Restraining order already came in.
Invited to supper?
Stop.
That's my go-to now. Oh, well, that shuts down all conversation. Shaylee's going to be in my office later. She's like, this promotion, that promotion. I'm like, supper. Boom, drop the mic, I'm out.
That would mean you would have to be here for that to happen.
Hey-o.
If we could bring in a clown to say supper repeatedly.
Oh, it'd be great.
Well, this has been a really great time on the show. I am done.
Mm-hmm.
Never coming in again.
Yeah,
thanks.
Now we know how to do it.
Did we ever find any listeners who were clowns? I mean, besides,
the obvious.
The obvious.
No, we don't have one.
No.
Why do you guys hate me so much?
Look, if one could come over for supper and just chat with us, it'd be...
I'm going to lean over here and punch you. Hold on.
Clown who could come to this year's Christmas party?
Yeah. Hey, the cast of Black Panther is celebrating their success at last night's MTV Movie and TV Awards. The film snagged 4 awards, including Best Movie. The big winner for television was Stranger Things. The Netflix series picked up Best Show, Best Performance in a Show, Best Musical Moment, and Most Frightened Performance. Famed fashion designer Kate Spade is going to be remembered in her hometown right here, Kansas City. Spade was born here, graduated from St. Teresa's Academy in 1980. Funeral services for Spade are planned for Thursday. They're saying it is open to the public, but on a first-come, first-served basis. The 55-year-old Spade took her own life at her New York City home 2 weeks ago. Netflix is reportedly out with a new sexual harassment policy that prohibits employees from looking at each other for more than 5 seconds. The UK's Sun tabloid also says anti-flirting rules issued to Netflix film crews ban lingering hugs, asking for a colleague's phone number, asking them out more than once. Also requires steering clear of a colleague once they've said they're not interested in you. In a statement to The Sun, Netflix says it wants every production to be a safe and respectful working environment.
I'm assuming like streaking the set.
Don't look at me while you say that.
Okay, sorry.
Look away. Avert your eyes.
My bad.
No more of those 10-second hugs.
Ew.
How awkward would that be if right after the show we all just had to hug for like 10 seconds?
No.
Wait, what does that even mean?
What does that mean?
And you have to maintain eye contact for 10 full seconds.
Why would you do that?
Just to make it awkward.
No. I don't even want to look at you guys for 5 seconds.
All right, this isn't just from the mind of a man. Okay, I'm just I'm asking this because I'm thinking. Have you watched a lot of Netflix shows lately? I'm just saying that there are some that have like a lot of nudity and sex scenes and stuff like that in them. So what do you do then?
Just don't look at the person.
No extended
away.
Hugs, I guess.
These are offset. This is not scripted lingering hugs.
Gotcha.
Those are different.
Right.
For the film crew. That is your entertainment news for Tuesday on the show.
Janice, you're in KC.
Yes.
You know somebody who is a clown and a what?
Okay, a group of clowns is called an alley.
Oh.
Okay. My brother and my sister-in-law, and God rest her soul, she passed last August, but they have had Forever Young Clown Alley for like 25, 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And they do Christian clowning. They go to VA. My sister-in-law used to go to like the Lions Club and start out just dressed like a regular person on the street, and they go into character piece by piece, and by the time she got done with her spiel, she was in full clown costume.
Yes!
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
No,
and
it's
they
not.
They do European Goose and Whiteface.
So they can come into the studio, start the morning show just as a normal person. By the end of the show, full clown talking about supper.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me know what day this is happening. I'm going to be off.
It's happening all the days,
right?
Every day.
All right, Janice, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to have Joey get some information from you. That is awesome.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That is cool.
Ask and ye shall
receive. Oh, and by the way, like a gaggle of geese, you find out that a group of clowns is called an alley.
Our show is educational.
Put that in Beat the Buzzer tomorrow.
Yes.
I love this.
I'm bringing you a snake.
That's going to be the show for today, folks.
What do you call a group of snakes?
I don't know.
Not time a gaggle. A slurry. A bunch. A host.
Mission Impossible at 9:30. We'll see you all tomorrow at 6 a.m.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.